When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're watching all your moves with great interest. It is it's a lot of fun to see the, you know, we love the managerial search and the hire, and you've got a lot of interesting people joining the organization. We understand there's a lot of people that know a lot about the game, a lot of bright people that you guys are bringing in, and it's fun to see an influx of players. I grew up a Sox fan, and I love the team. Obviously, a rough year last year, but it's always tough to see somebody leave the organization. But you do feel like you got a pretty good return with now, I believe it is four of your top 14 prospects overall, according to MLB.com, came in that deal. So that is not just the two top-end guys, elite hitters in both their rights, but also you've got players galore. You got four bites at the apple there, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, no, thanks for saying all that. And listen, you know, it takes time. You know, a year ago I was talking about all these different ideas, and now, you know, you talk about Will Venable and others in the front office that have come aboard along with coaches and you know, even some free agents, where now we can actually point to some things and while they're around us and see us work together. And, you know, it's much more tangible, you know, from where we were a year ago. But, you know, when you make a decision like moving on from Garrett Crochet, certainly never easy. We're talking about a guy that Arrow, you know, certainly seems to be pointing up, one of the frontline guys, and certainly from a trade standpoint, top of the list for a lot of organizations. But you rewind back where we were a year ago with Garrett Crochet too, right? I mean, a guy that obviously very talented, had some injuries, you know, reliever, and then, you know, we put him as the opening day starter last year, and that's a testament to the last offseason for him and the commitment. You know, the silver lining with a club like ours last year is we were going to be able to provide a runway, and he certainly took advantage of that. And, you know, when you make a move like this, you know, it certainly can change the course of the future. I mean, man, we feel really good about this return. And you know, I think what really led to us getting more comfortable as we're staring at names and doing all this research, we spent so much time on Braden Montgomery because he was the 2024 first-round pick. Mm. He was a, you know, we considered him a number five. year prior, Kyle Teal, another first-round pick. We spent a lot of time, you know, on him and with him. So from a talent and character standpoint, if you're going to rebuild an organization, really, you know, inject foundational pieces, I mean, gosh, the comfort level knowing that you know, we've been really doing deep dives on those individuals, it just really helped lead to a decision. And then to be able to fill it out, Chase Mydroth, one of the better, you know, minor league performers in baseball, kind of just quietly you look up and it continues to do it analytically, very strong both defensively and offensively. You look at his on-base numbers and they're absolutely through the roof, but there's versatility and just basketball skills. So we like that. We need that. And then Wilkerman Gonzalez is a guy that we've been talking about for years and potential deals. It's a big arm. We like this stuff. He's got starter potential and certainly you know, could land, be an impactful arm in the bullpen someday too, after we exhaust the starting front. So, yeah, I mean, it's a diversified package. Three out of the four pitched it or played in the upper double A or above, mm-hmm. and you got an advanced college bat in Brayden Montgomery. So, yeah, we're in a much better place than we were a couple days ago. And, yeah, I mean, it's a momentum builder. You know, the feedback from around the industry has been really positive. And, you know, now it's a matter of developing these guys and having them enter into the major league under the major league club at the appropriate time and support these guys the best we can.
There seems to be a consensus that you did get quality in terms of the return, Chris, and we heard you say that it accelerated the process. I'm curious how much that would be the case, especially when you talk about two guys specifically. Kyle Teal sounds like, you know, he might be ready to break camp with a major league club if he has a good spring training. I think you mentioned Mydroth, and some people have referred to him as the, you know, second baseman for 2025. Is that too accelerated? What are the expectations for those two guys specifically in terms of making this team out of Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mydroth for one, I mean, he had a full season at AAA, so, and he's touched a lot of spots, a lot of the steps along the way in the minor league level, and he's been very consistent. And you look at that, those types of offensive profiles historically, you know, he's well positioned. So, you know, we look forward to being around him in spring training. He'll definitely get a chance to crack our major league club. Kyle Teal, you know, he's got some time at AAA. You know, college kid, left-handed bat, you know, smart kid, makeup kid, you know, and has performed. So, you know, candidly, I think he'll get a chance out of spring training too. If you know, there's other variables as well. You got Edgar Caro that is upper level, so we feel really good about the catching position. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you make these, you're looking at potential deals. You don't want to get too caught up with proximity, especially, you know, when you're talking about a Garrett Crochet and this opportunity to inject real high ceiling talent. It just so happens these guys, you know, were so many of them were double A above, two at triple A knocking on the door. So, you know, it's really exciting on a lot of different levels. But yeah, these guys aren't far off. And then you go into the Colson Montgomerys and some of these other players and pitchers that we feel really good about. It's starting to take shape. It is. You can't rush these things. You don't want to force it. You know, even though it's as painful as you know, we all, you know, just enduring last year. I mean, it was really tough. But if we want to get this right, we've got to be patient. We got to be really sound in decision making and make sure these guys are ready. And we're just fortunate here that they're getting a lot closer, so it's exciting. It's an exciting time with the White Sox.
Chris, we talked to Jim Callis yesterday just about the prospects. He obviously does a great job digging through the background of all these guys, and he's seen them all play and everything. He told us that he believes you have the best collection of young catchers in Major League Baseball. And obviously you mentioned two of them there, Kyle Teal and of course, Edgar Cuero, and it, you know, it was wild because you kind of said at the winter meeting that Cuero would have a chance to make the roster. He's a year younger than Teal. He's a Cuban player, so he's probably been playing longer. But I don't know that. But I'm just curious. were you hesitant about getting another catcher because you had Caro, or do you need this is an elite hitter. He's an elite hitter too. Do you need as many bats? And, you know, I know Teal's a lefty and Cuero's a switch hitter. Was there any hesitation about the fact that they play the same position, or do you like having a pair of young catchers?
I mean, I love having a pair of young catchers. I mean, I do. It's obviously such a vital position for a club. And, you know, what gets lost is, you know, the handling of the impact that it has on just a pitching staff, mm-hmm. a game plan. You know, it just really, you know, infiltrates a clubhouse when the catching position is right or wrong. So, you know, I don't think you can have enough, you know, talented catching. Now, with that being said, you got to diversify your roster and you want to balance it. Now, what I will say, just, you know, and this has been going on for a while, but certainly felt it, you know, this winter, is the market for catching. I mean, it is absolute gold. I mean, teams are they're desperate for it. You look at, you know, some of the free agent contracts and the willingness to you know, really seek young catchers, because it's such a difficult position to find and to fill. So, you know, I feel very fortunate to have, you know, three really quality guys, because Corey Lee's a young catcher in this game that can really catch and throw, and you know, had, you know, spurts of being an up and coming, you know, everyday catcher type. So, you know, I don't want to scoff at what he's capable of doing. So, it's about injecting talent when you're in a rebuild. And, you know, Kyle Teal, left-handed bat, has been very productive. We liked his well-rounded offensive skill set. You know, he's tremendous athlete. I mean, he played outfield at UVA. He can play infield. We love him as a catcher, but there's real versatility there as well, which is a big benefit. Edgar Caro, you know, he's stronger on the right side. So, you know, and he's still pretty good from the left side too. So, you know, that combo is really strong. There's versatility. It gives us a lot of options to improve our roster. It's one of those, like, I'm not going to get too caught up in the fact that we feel really good about Edgar and Corey. Kyle Teal's an upcoming top catcher in our game, top just overall player. So, let's get him in the system, see where it goes. More than anywhere, a lot better, not only at that position, but organizationally after a move, like moving Garrett Crochet with the return.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We received.
Chris, people have a good understanding of where the White Sox are, and you've been pretty transparent of understanding how big the job is. Question, we were debating this morning with Luis Robert Jr. What's the play here? While you're on a roll, do you want to continue to take trade offers for him and consider unloading him now? Do you want him to rehabilitate or repair his swing? So with Ryan Fuller, the new director of hitting, so maybe by the deadline you get better offers? Or do you repair his swing, get him to the back to being the player he was, and extend his contract and make him a foundational piece? A lot of options with Luis Robert Jr. How should we look at it?
Yeah, I mean, you described it great right there, and that's why you got to be so careful with a player like Louis. You know, a year ago, coming off of his 2023 season, I mean, gosh, close to a 4-5 win player he was, and it was like, all right, are we just scratching the surface here? Unfortunately, you know, he got hurt the second week of the season because he's had a really solid spring training. He looked pretty good the first week in a multi-home run game. You know, he was spitting on pitches and having good at-bats, and unfortunately, had the hip flexor, injury that took him out for several months. And when he came back, you know, Louis, it was just playing catch-up, and he was putting so much pressure on himself to perform and make up for lost time, and it just snowballs. Baseball's too hard of a game to put undue pressure. But if you smooth out the front end of the year, be really intentional about, all right, we're looking at, you know, a full season here. And, you know, at its floor, just because of the defense and the base running and the power, you know, we're talking about an above average major league player. And that's without really even tapping into the bat consistently. And if he gets a smooth runway with the bat, it's like, all right, now we're kind of back to being that 4-5 win player, if not more. So, yeah, I mean, we got to get it right in the front end, and that's what makes him attractive to other clubs. But you want to make sure you're going about it the right way in terms of capturing, you know, not value for Louis, you know, like because he and then, you know, if it makes sense to move him, you do it. But you don't just do it for the sake of doing it because we're talking about a tremendous talent.
And not only did you get the four young guys, you got Mike Tauchman. We certainly watched him play with the Cubs. The Palatine Pounder, good that he's staying in town, and you brought in you had the first pick of the Rule 5 draft, and you brought in Shane Smith from Milwaukee. So now he'll be on the roster. Is he a starter? Is he a bullpen piece? Where are you at with those guys?
Well, Tauchman, you know, we're talking about a guy that talking about putting together an at bat, grinder. You know, a guy that Chicago's already, you know, witnessed what he's capable of doing because he's the local kid, but also did well with the Cubs very recently. You know, left-handed bat, can play all three. It was just, all right, we got a really mature approach, to the game, but in the box. It's like, we could use that, you know, we could obviously use that. So excited. And he wanted to come here, which is, you know, certainly nice to hear. And then, yes, Shane Smith, first pick in the Rule 5 draft. You know, our bench coach now, Walker McKinven, he's a guy that was in Milwaukee for a stretch of years, and so he has familiarity with Shane. But, you know, and I, with these selections, right, or when you have to make any of these acquisitions, it's rarely a consensus, you know, with your group. You know, there's so many different ways to analyze any acquisition, potential acquisition, and you know, it was a consensus for Shane to select him, whether it be Brian Bannister, just our R&D crew, our scouts, and certainly Walker with some familiarity. So we see him as a guy that certainly can start for us, But he also, you know, there's versatility in there. And when you're talking about rule five pick and, you know, these guys that, you know, when you take them, it can be difficult to navigate a year for a young player that, you know, sometimes hasn't even pitched a Triple A. So the ability to go to the bullpen, make some starts, that can be really valuable in just navigating the year then to become kind of a normal rostered player the following year. But he's a guy that can make starts for us. And, you know, we want to protect a lot of these young pitchers, certainly protect Shane as well, as these guys kind of enter their first time at the major league level or second year. That's really important for us. So, Shane, you know, we're happy to add him to the group.
So, Chris, earlier in the show, Mully put me on the spot to come up with an impromptu White Sox lineup. It included two guys that I wonder what you think about their chances are of being in that lineup, maybe opening day. Colson Montgomery, I had at shortstop. And Miguel Vargas, who struggled mightily last year coming over from the Dodgers, at third base. Are those two guys part of the immediate plan in 2025?
Gosh, I hope so. You know, I say that, you know, Colson, you know, you look at the year last year, you know, He you look up and it was like, all right, his surface level numbers were different than what he had seen in the past, but the underlying was still pretty solid. And in the last 2 months, you know, he made some adjustments. There was freedom in the swing, there was aggression, and now we're like, okay, there we go. So he finished pretty strong at AAA, goes to the fall league, continued that. It was really about creating some momentum going into 2025 season. And I've told Colson, you know, I've and others that, you know, this kid, you know, he comes in and he's doing what he did at the end of last year. You know, he's on the 40-man roster now. I'm getting very comfortable with him potentially being on that opening day roster. Miguel Vargas comes over to train. Historically, guy, you look through his minor league career, he's been a performer. He's done it even at the major league level. And, you know, came over here. He looked good defensively at third, which was great. Offensively, you know, he just never got going. And he didn't, you know, he's a guy that needed to add some strength. I think by the time we acquired him, he was just worn down. And then you've got the transition coming over in a trade in season. He'd been with LA, you know, for his entire career. He's really focused on just getting stronger so he can make adjustments and really, you know, impact the baseball in the box. That's been the focus. Obviously you bring in a Ryan Fuller and, you know, you look for ways to provide the support that these hitters need, and Miguel in particular, because he does have some real offensive potential that can help us. So I think both those guys have a good chance, and whether we talk about some of the recent acquisitions in this trade, along with some others, you know, whether they're opening day, I know there's a tremendous, you know, focus and attention and sometimes obsession, and I tell players this all the time, you know, everyone gets caught up in making the opening day roster, and then, you know, day two, you know, you may not make the club, and then day two you're on the club. So let's not, it's all about getting through, you know, get a bulk of that year in 2025 on that roster and being productive and getting your career going.
Chris, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Just on the way out, you got to get what? This year's Eric Fetty. You got to make sure you get more players with a little history. How much more work is there to be done? You got plenty of time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. I'd love to be able to find an Eric Fetty. yeah, no question about it. Those don't necessarily come every off season. but we're on the hunt. We're ready to pounce. You know, the beauty of doing a move like this, you know, let's say early in the off season, but earlier in the off season you position yourself to be a little bit more precise and understanding what your needs are. And the pool of players are a greater pool of players are out there right now than there will be when you're knocking on the door of spring training. So a lot of work to be done. We've got a great group that helped me on the acquisition front. And, you know, we're ready to work and get things going.
Great stuff, Chris. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Chris Getz.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.